Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Silence is complicity. I was reminded of that yet again during my recent trip to Israel. As a matter of fact, the Prime Minister was telling me, he said, I remember what you said. I forgot what I said when I landed.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've developed a device for traveling through time, which I call a time machine.
Every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Dr. Kumar, can biological men become pregnant and give birth?
So men can have pregnancies, especially trans men.
Crazy.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay, we're done.
Not
we're
every
done.
Person with
this
a uterus
isn't complicated.
Has the ability
Let
to
me tell you,
pregnant.
If a person has
this
a uterus
medicine.
And is born female, they are a woman. That is not a man, and the vast majority of the world considers that to be a woman.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Looking at all these rude text messages, just right out of the box here, 508. Put in a full shift on your last day, please. My last day. This is my last day? I could have sworn I'm going to be back at work on Monday.
How dare you?
Good Lord willing, and the charging station don't get it overflowed, and I don't try to put the plug in when I'm standing in the water. I'm going to be working a full shift tonight. We got Dr. Matt with us at 6 o'clock this evening, as a matter of fact, for the Ask Dr. Matt segment of the show. Every last Friday of the month, and we got police blotter facts Friday. We got all kinds of stuff going. So I didn't come here to be made sport of. I just want to let everybody know that. Okay. 844-500-4242. That is the number. If you would like to give us a call, and we will mention, I guess, a little bit about the fact I am going down to Florida tomorrow morning early. And I don't think there's any problems. I have my boarding pass in hand. I'm ready to go. I think I'll be down. I think I will be eating lunch at my little beach club.
Mago.
Which was spared. You know, one of these hurricanes is going to go up the East Coast. It's going to wreck that little beach club. And it's not in compliance with modern zoning standards. It's grandfathered in. So I don't know what's going to happen when it finally gets taken out. And I hope it never happens, but I'm going to be down there tomorrow afternoon having some snapper. I think that's what I want. I want some snapper my first day back at the beach club. 844-500-4242. You know, it's getting, it's already fading into the past. Like I almost can't remember the name of the hurricane, that it's even though it's buffeting South Carolina right now. What, Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi, what is the name of that hurricane that struck Florida? Cut 7.
That's really fun. Some of it needed right away for Iran, Ian, but it's more will be needed.
Iran, Ion, Ian. It's kind of an unwieldy name, isn't it? Let me hear that one again.
That's really fun. Some of it needed right away for Iran, Ian, but it's more will be needed.
I just want to say one thing before we go any further. I don't want to forget to say this. Noah Trevor Noah. I've never heard of him. I've never seen him. I've seen him cuts on social media. But he is—he's wrapping it up. He wants to spend more time with his family. He wants to smell the roses, smell the coffee, all that stuff. And they announced that he's going to be leaving his late night talk show on some channel that I don't even watch. He's an alleged comedian on the, what is it, an alleged Comedy Central, which has reputed humor on it. And so they keep, well, he's, you know, he's been there for 7 years and he wants a change of pace. His ratings are lower than whale excrement. You know, I love what Jason Whitlock, the guy, you know, the black guy who's on with Tucker sometimes, he was saying, what is it against the law now to say that a guy got canceled because he had crappy ratings? You know, what's going on here? This guy, he has 1/9 the viewers of Greg Gutfeld. 1/9. And Greg Gutfeld's been on for a year. This guy was on for 7 years, and all he did was hemorrhage. I guess Jon Stewart. And again, this is not a new phenomenon for me not to watch these people. I couldn't pick Jon Stewart out of a lineup, but he had like 5 times as many viewers as Trevor Noah Trevor. And you know, he walked away. All these people are leaving, and then there was some guy named James Corden. He's a Brit, ain't he, mate? Gore blimey, he's gone too. Never saw him, you know? All these people are gone, and I never saw him. And then Samantha Bee. I think I saw some clips of her doing something really obnoxious, but she's another late-night host that has vanished. You know, it really is getting to be a fact. Get woke. Go broke. Very sad. Very sad. 844-500-4242-760. What the hell? Is that Carol Channing or Pelosi? Yeah, that did not sound really like Pelosi. It sounded like someone who was very old, but it didn't sound particularly like Pelosi. 508, you say Iran, I say Ian, I say you say Ion. Let's call the whole thing off. 844-500-4242. Was your place damaged in Florida from Hurricane Ian? No. And Ion gave it a pass, and so did Iran. You know, what happens twice happens thrice. I got 3 Passovers from the hurricane. It was a good deal. 844-500-4242-919. Why would you say you were spared? You're missing out on all kinds of federal money. You know, one thing I appreciated today was the officials in Florida saying to everybody in Southwest Florida, especially in the Fort Myers area, which really got slammed, to watch out for the scammers. I mean, that's been going on for a long time. I remember during the blizzard of 78, people were getting ripped off. You know, they just started going door to door. I'll fix your house. I'll put your house back up on its foundation. I'll fix the roof. You know, all the windows broken. Yeah. And then they just take the money and run. I mean, it's a real flim flam, and you really got to watch out for that. 844-500-4242. There's so much to get to here today, and just little things. But do you remember those two lawyers during the George Floyd riots in New York? These were two pampered members of protected classes, and they got drunk and they firebombed at least one New York City police cruiser. And I'm sure you know where this story's going now. So they're claiming they were victims. They tried to kill the police. They actually completely torched a New York City police cruiser. One of them went to Princeton. A left-wing lawyer who pleaded guilty to firebombing a police cruiser during the George Floyd riots is asking for a commutation of her sentence, pointing to the fact that she was inebriated at the time of her offense and was coping with unprocessed trauma. Unprocessed trauma. But by the way, she's also claiming that she's a Muslim. And she was discriminated against because she was a Muslim. But she also says, I have a drinking problem. I'm an alcoholic. If you were a good Muslim, you wouldn't be drinking. Okay? Uruj Rahman. She's a self-described human rights activist. She was numb, disassociated, and inebriated when she threw in a Molotov cocktail into a New York City police car during the George Floyd riots and looting spree. Rahman was also reeling from her many abusive partnership relationships and processing early trauma from being taunted as a Muslim after 9/11. So because she was being taunted for being a Muslim, who don't believe in drinking, she became quite drunk after drinking vodka on an empty stomach. Oh, the empty stomach defense. Am I allowed to make that? Are you allowed to make the empty stomach defense? No, only people named Uruz Rahman are. And she tossed the Molotov cocktail to protect others from future police violence. So she engaged in violence to save others from violence. So they've already broomed it, basically broomed it. You know, they let them plead down to everything. But New York Magazine, NPR, as you might expect, National Panhandler Radio, and other media outlets have demanded that, you know, they get a slap on the wrist, if that. And see, this is her boyfriend, or the lawyer. The lawyer's a black guy, and she's a, I don't know what she is. She's a South Asian, I guess. And but again, both members of protected classes. He went to Princeton, actually. He's an Ivy Leaguer too. And she's a lawyer from Fordham. She bring it to their neck. The black guy texted the Muslim before sharing the location of police headquarters. Molotov's rolling, Rahman replied. Then she downed a rolling rock after she got the Molotov's rolling. I hope they burn everything down. Need to burn all the police stations down and probably the courts too. That's how she was going to prevent violence. She gave a video interview before distributing the Molotov cocktails to her peeps. This bleep won't ever stop unless we bleep and take it all down. The only way they hear us is through violence. Power to the people, man. Rahman and Mattis both say they have been diagnosed with anxiety and depression, for which they have received psychiatric care. Both have also been treated for alcoholism. Oh. A clinical psychologist who analyzed Uruz Rahman said beneath her surface functionality is gravely compromised. She has two therapists, regularly attends AA meetings, and is prescribed a variety of psychiatric medications. Oh, this is so sad. Unprocessed trauma. Oh. 508, I flunked out of college in the 70s due to unprocessed trauma, a.k.a. Schlitz. The beer that made Milwaukee famous made a loser out of you. Is that what you're saying? It looks like history is repeating itself. Today, Biden's economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled, the economy tanked, and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of their gold rise over 1,300%. I repeat, 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legislate the taxing of our retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could go as high as $5,000 per ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 within 3 years. Get Monetary Goals Complementary Protection Guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years now, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, go call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I guarantee you that all these state-run media outlets that want to let these two savages go, who tried to kill the cops in New York while they were drunk, lawyers, pampered pukes, Ivy League, affirmative action, box checkers. I guarantee you they want to give them the kid gloves treatment, but they have no problem with all these January 6th defendants getting serious, not jail, but prison time. And they have no problem with them being held, without bail, without bond, in these dank jail cells in D.C. with Democrat wardens oppressing them. They got no problem with that. But these people tried to kill cops while they were drunk. And they were, she's an alcoholic Muslim. Oh, she had a couple of bad boyfriends. Oh. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Jared's in for Taylor today. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will you get a COVID booster shot? Yes, no, or I've never gotten any of them.
No.
65% of the audience says no. 28% say I've never gotten any of them. 7% say yes, they will.
7%, that's more than the percentage of the population. I think it's 1.5% of the people have gotten them. And, you know, despite the TV ad campaign, I see more ads for the booster shot than I do for Maggie Hassan. And that's saying a lot on the TV shows I watch. 844-500-4242-917. I bet these lawyers both started their therapy after the bombing and the bust. Yeah, it's funny how that works. They always find religion or become role models for the younger prisoners or get their advanced degrees once they're incarcerated and they want to have something to show the parole board. You know, that's always the way it is. 844-500-4242. It's just hilarious that these people are trying to get away with it. But they will. You know what? They will. They've already reduced the sentences to practically nothing. They should be rotting in prison for at least 10 years. And I mean doing 10 years. That's what I would give them. And by the way, why didn't she use the same defense as the illegal alien that's still in prison in Massachusetts for one more year from Ecuador? He lacked the enzyme to process the alcohol. Again, that was an alibi that's never been available to people of my ethnic group to say. Not even Ted Kennedy ever claimed he lacked the enzyme to process alcohol. But an illegal alien coming in on welfare from Ecuador, that's fine. That's fine. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Yes, I was just making an observation today on the only time Congress can agree with anything is when they're about to shut down the government.
Yeah, it's such a scam, isn't it? This perennial government shutdown. Remember what Obama used to say? Hey, it's going to be terrible. We're going to have to shut down the government. And then they shut down the government. Nobody noticed anything. It was just a little less of a traffic problem on the Beltway in D.C. And then when they finally settled the budget deal, Obama comes out and says, you know, some people said there was going to be a big problem if we shut down the government. You were the one who said it, not anybody else. I mean, who's gonna miss these people? What is the FBI not gonna make any raids on some pro-life activist who has seven kids in the suburbs of Philadelphia? They're not gonna raid Roger Stone's house and scare his deaf 70-year-old wife. You know, I mean, who's gonna miss the feds? Let's be honest. You're gonna miss. Oh, I can't get to the Commerce Department for that, or the Department of Education. 844-500-4242-781. They threw mostly peaceful Molotov cocktails. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I'm just reading the latest story on Noah Trevor. He couldn't handle the grueling pace. How long was that show? An hour or half hour?
I think an hour. But honestly, I have no idea.
Nor does anybody else.
And for once, I don't feel bad for not having an answer for you, Howie.
Oh, the grueling hour pace. Oh.
Yeah, if you were getting paid millions of dollars to do 1 hour a night, I think you'd survive.
And he obviously didn't work at it very hard because he wasn't funny from the little clips I used to see.
Well, the ratings would agree with you. I think it went from 1.5 when he was handed it from Jon Stewart to around 360,000 viewers is what it ended up having. Yeah.
It's a half hour long, for reference.
You're kidding.
Oh.
Half an hour. You're kidding.
A half hour long
that
show.
That grueling. Yep.
With commercials?
I just did my half hour right now. I did it. And I haven't even broken a sweat. And I dare say that, you know, there may not have been the best half hour in radio history or TV history, but I had more yucks in my first half hour than he had, I'm going to say, all week.
I thought you were going to say all 5 years.
All 7 years.
Seven
He's
years.
Been there
oh,
for
sorry.
7 years.
My apologies.
I forgot. That goes back to 1996. Craig Kilborn was the first host of that show. I totally forgot about that.
I've missed them all. And you know what? I'm going to make a guarantee that I know I can keep. I'm going to miss the next host of The Late Show, or whatever they call it. The Daily Late Show.
I called it The Late Show, too. It's The Daily Show.
The Late, Late, Daily Late Show, starring Noah Trevor.
Like it when Jon Stewart was on. People really liked him.
Anyway.
That was a long time ago.
Okay. Anyway, let's move along.
All righty. We have some news for you today. New York becomes latest state to ban sale of new gas cars by 2035. Governor Kathy Hochul announced that she would be directing the State Department of Environmental Conservation to ban the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035. Under new state regulations yet to be announced, all new passenger vehicles would be required to be zero emissions. And this is the quote, and I think you'll like this. In New York, every week is climate week, Hochul said after pulling up to the podium.
You know what? Grace, that's why they have a weather report on every TV newscast. If you still pick up a newspaper, they got a little map of the weather. It's one of these things. People want to know whether they need to wear a raincoat or a sweater. Every day is climate day.
She said that while pulling up to the podium in an electric Chevrolet Bolt. And we're committed to protecting our environment and combating climate change every single day. You notice that certain words go together for Democrats. With climate change, it's combating. With inflation, it's tackling. Just noticing they like these certain verbs.
I can't decide if I ever decide to leave the Sunshine State of Florida. Do I want to move to a state that makes electric cars mandatory, or a state that allows transgender prepubescent humans to get sex change operations, to mutilate their genitalia without their parents' permission? What would be more progressive?
Good news, if you go to California, you don't have to choose.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Right. You can get...
Gavin Newsom's really at the forefront of a lot of this.
413 says, let's get zero emission cars on the ballot. The problem is, it's, you know, you need to... I mean, I agree that would be good for a laugh. You know, but I don't think people are going to go out and get signatures to try to stop that.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you know what I would like to put an end to is the years that they throw out. 2030, we're ending hunger. 2035, no gas-powered vehicles. 2045, unicorns. It's like, Let's live in the now. What about 2022? What can you do for me this year? I'm not worried yet about 2030, Howie. I'm worried about the present.
I would like to see him go back and in that that movie that is runs on a reel, a loop in the public schools, An Inconvenient Truth. Didn't Al Gore predict that Manhattan and Miami and places like that were going to be underwater by 2012? Can we have a fact check? Can he be confronted on? Can Trevor Noah in one of his last shows, confront Al Gore about this and say, hey pal, you know what? I walked down Fifth Avenue yesterday and I didn't need an oar.
Well, the science evolved, Howie. Okay, and you're not Don Lemon, so you have no right to talk about climate change.
Limon.
Okay, unless you've lived in Florida.
Well,
then
when did
you're
he live in Florida?
Expert.
I thought he was from Louisiana, by the way.
I didn't really understand that whole exchange either. But by the way, I am writing about that in my next piece. So stay tuned.
Gulf of Mexico is, if you're anywhere near around the Gulf of Mexico, you're an expert on hurricanes.
The best part is he was talking to a hurricane expert. Imagine if someone brought you on because you had an expertise in something and then they were mad when you wouldn't listen to their expertise. And their expertise is, well, I lived there before. Oh, okay. Then I guess we don't have to follow the science. If you know that something is going on and you've lived in a place before, take it away, Don. Why am I even here?
Don Lemon, in your experience, your life experience, what was the bigger problem for humanity? The increasing intensity of hurricanes or the black hole that the jet disappeared into?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Well, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but CNN's trying to go more towards like a straight news style, and they're not ever going to give you down the middle news, but they're trying to go back to that a little bit. And, Jim Acosta, Brian Stelter, all these guys, they're from the Orange Man Bad era. It's hard to readjust. All right, Howie, Biden administration, you'll like this story. Biden administration tightens student loan forgiveness amid legal challenges.
Yeah, I saw this.
And I warned everyone on my show today, don't get excited, because it's not like they're tightening it to a very big extent. In a reversal from Biden's original sweeping proposal, that's another word you hear a lot nowadays, sweeping, in August to cancel federal student loans up to $20,000, the U.S. Department of Education announced Thursday that it would not forgive debt from borrowers whose student loans are owned by private entities. Now, I think this only applies to like 700,000 people. So it's not as if we're going to save a bunch of money by this new tightening rule.
No, I don't know, though. I'm just looking at Politico is reporting that there were 4.1 million federal borrowers with $108 billion worth of loans owned by private lenders. So, I mean, that's, by their own numbers, that's about a quarter to a fifth of all the loans that they're going to repay. That's a lot. But, and again, why did they go out and say that they were going to forgive loans that were made to private entities? I mean, how does the federal government, how did it think, and apparently it's realized they can't do it, but how did it ever think, and why did no one ever check to see whether or not they could just cancel debts of private individuals or companies? I mean, that's insane.
That's kind of basic stuff. You'd think someone
I don't even think they would do that kind of thing in communist China.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just pure anarchy if you start doing that.
Yeah, because as the New York Post points out, many businesses and companies will lose money lent to borrowers who converted their federal guaranteed loans into consolidated new loans made to the Department of Education. And this is just, there's been several lawsuits filed. I know we talked about one the other day, but that's just an update for everyone there. Also, before I go here, well, I have two more stories. One is that consumer prices, a key inflation gauge, are hotter than expected in August. Hotter than expected if you're one of the Nobel laureates. If you're a regular person who's been following inflation, you've probably come to expect these numbers. But a key inflation indicator showed higher than expected increases in core prices in August. Consumer prices increased by 6.2% in August, or maybe Joe would call that an inch. Compared to the same month 1 year ago, prices rose by 0.3% compared to the previous month. So some more bad news. It would appear that things are not going in the right direction.
It's transitory. But then everything is transitory, isn't it? Someday the sun will go out and...
Yeah, technically everything is.
Right.
They kind of got us with that one. Hey, and my last story, the one I really want to talk about. The hurricane shark is real.
Where is the hurricane? What town or city in Florida is that?
I'm glad you asked. It's in Fort Myers. It's in the streets in Fort Myers. But here's the deal. Every time there's a massive hurricane.
He ain't getting across Alligator Alley to my neck of the woods.
Every time there's a major hurricane. I didn't know this. I guess I'm not, you know, involved on the internet enough. But according to BuzzFeed, every time there's a hurricane, pictures of sharks in the street go viral. And, you know, usually it's a hoax. It's usually made up. In this case, it's actually true. It says, for more than a decade, whenever a massive storm or flood has hit some part of the world, you can be sure of one thing. Hurricane shark would be there swimming down that endless highway. And I guess it was kind of like a hoax every time it would pop up. But this one in Fort Myers is a real shark.
What's the shark's name?
The shark's name, it's, again, great question from Howard Lawrence Carr. That's why you're such a good reporter. The shark's
and
name.
And a line editor. I always ask that of my reporters.
Is Ferdinand.
Ferdinand?
Yes.
That was the name of a goat.
No, it's a shark. But he does identify as a goat, so it's funny you should add that in. Hey, just a quick update for everyone. I had Miranda Devine from the New York Post on my show today in the 1 o'clock hour. We also debuted a new segment with Emma Foley, who works at the Howie Carr Radio Network. So if you want to check out an hour today, I would definitely check out the 1 o'clock hour.
And she's going to be back on our air later on this afternoon because we have some super cuts. We're going to start doing man in the street interviews or college student in the street.
Oh, yes. I was going to say woman in the street, but...
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
Trans women in the street. All right. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howie.
As you know, MyPillow has a passion for helping our listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again now with the most incredible My Slippers. Guys, I have a pair. It's going. They're going to Florida with me tomorrow. I just packed them up this morning. Life is so good when I'm wearing my slippers. And now for a limited time, you can save $90 on a pair of my slippers. That brings the price of them to under 50 bucks, and that's quite a bargain. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that my slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the radio promo code Howie. You can also go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and don't forget to use the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Here you go, more negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this.
Years and years of profit-driven radio shows, whatever, turning the base into this angry, fearful, victimized group of people.
The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
You've been watching the devastation in Florida, especially on the southwest coast for the last couple of days. It's really a mess. And a lot of the people were trapped on islands when the causeways were cut off. And it's just an emergency can occur at any time, and you may need food. And we've got a special hurricane deal here today from ReadyWise. This is the ReadyWise American Red Cross 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket. The 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket is a staple for any emergency, whether you're affected by a hurricane, snowstorm, or any other weather emergency. It's wise to be prepared, ReadyWise. These great tasting freeze-dried and dehydrated foods are ready in minutes when you just add water. They also come in stackable buckets with an easy grab-and-go handle, so they're easy to store and transport. While supplies last, you can purchase the American Red Cross 60-serving emergency meal supply kit, $176 value for just $96. So that's 60 servings for just $96. That's a hell of a deal. And they store very easily. Get yours now at HowieCarsShow.com and click store. This is a limited offer. With us now is Brandon Erickson from ReadyWise. Let's go, Brandon. Tell us about the Red Cross emergency serving meal kit.
Let's go, Brandon. I agree. Yeah.
Great to be back with you, Howie. So, this is a deal we have. This is an American Red Cross bucket. We are the official licensee for American Red Cross when it comes to emergency food products. And you gave a great description of what comes in that product. But you have everything from cheesy lasagna to pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, Southwest beans and rice, cheesy macaroni. So the meals that, you know, families across America are used to eating. All you have to do is add water. They're ready in minutes. They come in this nice 4.25 gallon bucket that would float. So if there was an incident where there was a lot of water, like people are experiencing right now in Florida, the bucket would be safe. The food is packed in these really nice Mylar pouches inside that would be resistant to water as well. And if you were out without power, you can rehydrate this product with regular temperature water. It takes a little bit longer. Obviously, it's not warm, but it would do the trick and give you nutrition and a good tasting meal in that event.
So, and you got total calories, I'm looking at 13,400. So this is 60 servings. So how many days is this for, say, a family of four?
Yeah, for a family of four, this is going to last you, if this is all you were eating, about three and a half days in terms of, a balanced caloric intake, for lunch and dinner.
Yeah. So it's better if you can mix it with hot water, but you don't have to have hot water if you've lost your power or your anything else. So this is officially approved by the American Red Cross. Is that right, Brandon?
It is. We have we're the official company that they that allows, you know, that is allowed to represent them with emergency food products. So they've actually gone in and approved the labels and the product and signed off on this, and it has their branding on it. And so they're a proud partner of ours, and we're grateful to be associated with them. But it truly is a great product, Howie. Everybody that tries the food loves it. It's easy to prepare. It's real food, real ingredients. A lot of these meals are going to have, vegetables, real freeze-dried vegetables that are a part of those dishes, and they taste delicious.
Yeah, I mean, look, pasta Alfredo, chicken noodle soup, savory stroganoff, hearty tortilla soup, potato pot pie. I mean, this is my kind of food. Baked potato casserole, Southwest beans and rice, cheesy macaroni. This looks pretty filling. And I think in these kinds of situations, you don't want to have a crudités, as they say in the Pennsylvania Senate race. You know, you want hearty food that's going to fill you up, and that's what this is. So this is a great buy. Go to HowieCarsShow.com, HowieCarsShow.com, and click on store, and you can get the 60-serving emergency meal food supply bucket. And it's approved by the American Red Cross, and it's a $176 value for just $96. So this is really a good deal, Brandon. If it runs out, did you have a should people still go to the website to check out the website? Do you have special deals?
Yeah, I'm sure it will run out. They always do. You offer your listeners such a great deal with the Cheap Bastard deal, Howie. So if there's other things that you want to get, or if the Cheap Bastard deal is run out, go to ReadyWise.com and enter code Howie10, and you'll receive an additional 10% off any order that you place online. If you have questions about products or you have dietary issues, you can also call 855-95-READY. And talk to one of our associates that will walk you through an order and make sure that promotional code is entered in at checkout as well. So lots of things that we offer on the website from this and water filtration and other things that are great for emergencies.
Yeah, so, something to think about as you watch this terrible video from Florida. ReadyWise.com, but right now, get the cheap bastard deal at HowieCarShow.com and click on store. I'm Howie Carr.